Get up with Christy and Bodge. On the Mid-North Coast's hit.
I'm just going to turn that down. That's a bit loud for me this morning.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy
tired, mate.
That's all right. Happy Friday to you. You're probably, if you're up and about or still laying in bed right now listening, you probably feel like Bodge and going, can I be bothered to get up? It's too cold. I don't want to go to work.
I have heard from a couple of people I know, and it was a weird conversation, that actually their alarms, like the old school alarms, turn on right on 6 o'clock. So the first thing they hear is our news and then us. So if you're listening right now, I've turned that music down for you. You don't need that negativity. All right? You don't need this. This is... You don't want to hear that. That's like a bad alarm, isn't it?
That's a terrible alarm. Turn that. It down, Bodge. Yeah.
You don't want that. We're just going to slow it down a little bit. All right? It's Friday. We don't have to put upon you this kind of anticipation for you to get up. We don't want to put that pressure on you just yet. You know what I mean? So while I'm waking up and while Christy's clearly... Are you woken? Are you already woken up, aren't you?
I'm fine. I've had my Nutri-Grain this morning. Yeah. I'm feeling buzzed and I'm looking forward to after 6.30 where Lee Jollo, our newsreader, will join us for fake news this morning.
I'm not ready for that this morning.
Well, you need to wake up. Slap your face a little bit.
All right, I will. Can you come slap me?
All right. We'll give you a big slap.
All right.
Not on your hiney, though.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Last night I was watching a bit of TV.
I'm good.
Which I don't normally do. I normally binge watch Netflix, but and RBT was on last night.
Oh, so it was a current affair sort of stuff then. Yeah. It was real, like, you know, tough
real
stuff.
Real life stuff, yeah. the real reality TV. And you really have to feel for the cops, particularly the traffic cops, the ones that conduct the RBTs, and the things that they have to deal with. Because you know how they get really caught off guard sometimes. Good. And last night's episode had a good mix of emotions and some funny bits. This one particular woman, she tried to avoid the RBT. So she's gone around it. And you know they're going to follow you. So she pulls up into some random's driveway. But she didn't sort of try to avoid them through and through once she was found. She's just like, no, that's it. All right, I'll admit defeat and I'll be honest. So they said, have you been drinking? She says, yes, 40 minutes ago. Blows into the breathalyzer, didn't go high reading at all. So she was 0.01. So she was safe. But then they, of course, have to do the drug testing. She goes, yep, been smoking cannabis, just did it 40 minutes ago, been doing it for 25 years. And I was shocked by how honest she was. She didn't put up a fight, no arguments, no nothing.
And how much weed did she have? I mean, let's just call it weed, cannabis. I mean, come on, we're not...
She didn't go into detail, but she just says she is a social... user.
Did she say what kind of weed it was?
We don't need to go into that kind of detail much. But yeah, like I said, she was pretty honest about it, and she revealed that, yep, I've got cannabis in my car.
Yeah. So they okay. Oh, now it gets a bit serious.
Yeah, so they're going to go check, and she admits that she's just come home from a booty call.
Oh.
Like, all right, here we go. It's getting a bit interesting.
Yeah, I've got a feeling I know where it's going.
And as they're searching the car, she just yells at, oh, you might find a dildo in there.
Oh,
and some lube, sorry.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I didn't see that coming, Christy. Dump button on standby.
Oh, and you know what? They kept the straightest face ever.
This is on RBT.
Yep.
Was she not
No,
great?
They covered her face and they covered her voice.
Yeah.
So.
Body-wise, was she all right? Was she...
Stop it.
The Mid-North Coast gets up with Christy and Budge.
Hit FM.
Last night, I got home a little bit late after doing all my chores around the Mid-North Coast, and I get home, and do you remember how I said my housemates had adopted a really anxious dog?
Yeah.
Right, so little Cruz has been with us a while now. He's been with us a couple of months, and he's a staffy. He shakes. He will sometimes stand in the middle of the room and just shake.
Oh, poor little thing.
We're pretty sure that he was poorly treated by his previous owner before they got him from the shelter. I didn't do anything. I just enjoy his company. He was so scared of me and wouldn't come near me. So we all collectively came up with a bit of a fun idea that I would shave my beard off.
And it worked, though.
It did work. It took a couple of days, but it worked. He loves women. I don't know what it is, but he loves women. I feel like there's a pheromone or something that, you know, maybe he can smell, but he feels super comfortable around them. And I have been pining after his affection for so long. a sentence you will never hear me say again in history. But I get home yesterday, and he's been frequently, what he'll do is I'll be in my room and he'll walk in and he'll sort of look around and he'll look at me and then he'll walk out. Like, he'll look around, just see what's going on.
So he has free reign at the house.
Sometimes, yeah. Progressively, though, he's been getting closer and closer to the bed. I get home last night, and I flick my light on, and he's under my doona.
Eh? He got in there.
He's under my doona with his little head poking out, and he's looking at me, and I just looked at him, and I did, you know, Farmer Hoggett in Babe?
Yeah.
How he sometimes talks to Babe. I felt like Farmer Hoggett, literally. I was just looking at him, I was like, okay, what are you doing? All right. And I went over and we had a conversation.
Yeah, you couldn't be cranky at the poor thing, could you?
Well, I wouldn't have been cranky anyway. I was inside, my heart was full, and I was like, he's finally comfortable in my room. It could be that I had brand new sheets and they're very, very like soft to the touch. I don't know. But I moved him over. I did the thing where you just pat on the other side of the bed and he moved over a little bit. And then I laid down and I played my video games and he actually forcibly snuggled himself into my leg. I thought, this is progress. This is progress.
That's the best sort of way of hanging out with a dog when they lean up against you. And that happened last night with my partner, Michael. I don't really want to admit
this.
Well,
he was playing video games because he sent me a photo of it.
Yeah. My dog, Bella, is not an inside dog at all.
No.
But since it's been getting cold, we've kind of given in and let her come in at night only.
Yeah,
only for a few hours, and then she goes back outside. But where we have our media room is carpeted, so we've got sheets all the way down so she doesn't ruin the dark carpet.
Yeah.
And because we just want her to know that that's the only place she's allowed. She's not allowed to wander around the rest of the house. We don't want the dog to rule the roost.
Of course not, no.
So she's there, and she doesn't move. Mm. And it was so sweet. She's just leaning up against Michael while he's got his little blankie on, playing his little computer games, Call of Duty.
Yeah, I can't believe he still plays that. I mean, was he 15 or what?
You're kidding me. You know how many older blokes play that game?
Yeah, I know.
All you hear is, oh, you camp and be.
Yeah. Oh, don't you? Oh, there's a camper up there. They hate people that are hiding with a sniper. They expect people with snipers to be running out in the field because that's what you do when you've got a sniper.
You know how hard it is for me to get to sleep while Michael's playing that late at night? All I hear is yelling, get him! We're up at the top there on the stairs.
See, what I do is I play relaxing Zelda Breath of the Wild, right? I've got this huge open world game and it's on my wall because I've got a projector. You got a massive TV or a projector, have you?
We've got a big TV.
All right, there you go. And I just have it on the wall. I sent you a picture of me after you, and it's literally just, it's green grass, mountains, and I can travel anywhere I want. And then obviously I have to murder things, but that's part of the game. That's part of the game.
It's the same thing as Call of Duty then.
And for the, no, it's not. It's much better than that. There's more depth to it. But I had my little Staffy next to me for a bit as well. I say my little, I'll take ownership because he's been so, you know, so.
So hang on.
It's beautiful.
It's funny. Normally the bloke image is Friday night, football, beers and pizza sitting right next to you. Now you're all playing computer games and you've got your puppies leaning up against you, you big teddy bears.
Man likes a cuddle.
Don't to get up. A fresh way to get up. Christian Barge on Hit FM.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jollo.
Lee Jollo's just walked into the studio. Lee, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. Or we'll find out if it's going to be a happy Friday or not.
We will.
How are you feeling? Are you confident that you've got some good stories this week?
Yeah, this fake news Friday. I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be tough for you to pick, but we just don't know, do we? We're going to have to find out.
All right, mate. Just, you've got three stories.
Yep.
All of them sound quite ambitious. Two of them are true, though.
Yep.
One of them's fake, and our job is to pick the fake story, the fake news.
If you can.
Yeah, and if either of us do it, we get a point. If neither of us do it, you get a point. What's the score so far?
Well, Lee, you're sitting on 7. I'm on 6. Pretty close. And Bodge, what do you think you're on?
I'm on 1.
2.
I'm on 2.
You've
done
well.
I'm on 2.
I think the last 2 weeks you picked up your 2 points. So
well, good.
a relative role, but
let's get stuck in the first story. What have you got for us?
Okay, so business waits for no one. An Indian car company has ordered employees back to work in full, but taken extreme measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. Every employee was handed a full biohazard suit to wear as they arrived on Tuesday morning. Mm. The CEO has told his team, "It's hotter than your grandmother's vindaloo to wear the gear, but safety is top priority."
Right, that's story number one.
Moving on, and scientists are having to be careful around penguin poo. It's so strong, some are getting high off it. A team from a Danish university were overcome while examining some specimens recently due to extremely high levels of nitrous oxide. One professor named Bo described the excrement as truly intense due to a diet of fish and krill. Staff sent completely cuckoo.
Right, okay. Well, fair enough there. Third story, please, Lee.
And those Americans are again taking things to the extreme, but hey, everyone's got to eat. A protester opposing lockdown laws in North Carolina has been spotted lining up at a Subway restaurant with a rocket launcher strapped to his back. He was also wielding a pair of handguns while picking up his footlong. And asked if the weaponry was necessary, the man responded only by saying, "An armed society is a polite society."
Oh, that is, how bad is it that that's the one I absolutely believe straight up?
And I believe it too.
A bloke just rocking up to a Subway with a rocket launcher.
Right, so we got the rocket launcher sub, we've got the penguin poo that drives people or gets them real high, and then the first story was what?
The biosuits that's hot biosuits. Like the Nana's Vindaloo. Yeah.
Which would make sense. That's pretty a pretty simple there, one.
So we're going to pick the fake one. You're going to count us down, Lee.
You ready for it? All right. I'm going to count you down. 3, 2, 1.
A.
Both on A this week.
Okay. Oh, well, for argument's sake.
What, are you going
to
change
it? Do you want to change it?
No, you can't encourage me to change. No, why can't you? If you want to change
it. I can change
I'm
it.
I'm sticking to A.
Well, I don't want the same answer as you.
Okay.
So I'll go.
You're trying to make it so it's a bit fairer, so we've got more of a chance to beat Lee.
Nah, well, Lee's the adjudicator. We can stick with A if that's the first answer and you want to stick with that. Well,
it's completely up to you guys. If you want to change, you can. Okay, but I mean,
okay. This is a precedent, though. We've never done this.
No, that's okay. Okay, well.
You both said A, so look. All right. Let's stick with A.
Let's stick with it. We're probably both going to lose, and that's fine.
No, I feel like you should go B now.
No. It has to be the first one. We'll go with that. We shouldn't have tried to change the rules. Sorry.
All right. The fake news story this week. Is A.
No!
Yeah, we did it! We got him!
No! Good karma. I could have changed your rules there. Lee gave me the option, and then I thought to myself, actually, no, I don't want to change the rules, because that defeats the purpose of the game. Without rules, we're like the animals. I learned that from watching John Wick.
Mm.
So, Lee, you should have let him change it.
I think he was trying to subtly.
Sort of trying to subtly. What gave it away for you? Was it the vindaloo?
No. Do you know what it was? It was in India. I know that the health and safety regulations aren't as strict as everywhere else. I wouldn't say that they would not do it. Mm. I'm just saying that in the car factories, they'd have a lot of people there, and that's a lot of hazmat suits. That's very, very expensive.
Yep.
It would sound more reasonable if they just had them spaced out or doing different shifts or just wherever. So. Sorry, mate.
Yep. You got me. Yeah, well.
Fake news. It is a happy Friday. You were right at the beginning.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up
on your radio.
We're talking about favourite drinking anthems by the sounds of it. K-San's going to come out probably.
No, we should have saved Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO for right now, because that was one of my go-tos when we'd be at a party. I remember being in my sister's apartment and we were 3 stories up.
Right.
And we would play that on repeat, and we got in trouble from the neighbours that were down below us because, you know, the shuffle? Every day I'm shuffling. We were stomping on the ground, and we'd get in so much trouble. They almost got booted out by the landlords.
See, I remember in the mid-noughties, and some people of our ilk, when we were just starting out in the clubbing scene about 2005 to 2007 roughly, when the Melbourne shuffle became a thing right around Australia, and people would do it to a lot of different songs, but also to the party rock anthem where they go, "Every day I'm shuffling," and then you'd start. I used to be able to do it. I can't do it now. I'm
too old.
No, well, I just can't. I'm just not great.
But if you were still young again, I'm sure you'd be wanting to go out every Friday night and party, and we can't do it right now. So that's kind of what we're doing right now. 13, 12, 16, what's your favourite party rock anthem when you've had a little bit too many Kool-Aids and you think it's funny?
Well,
what is my go-to song?
Well, it's because this is great. This is what happens when Christy hears her song. As soon as this song comes on, if she's had a few too many, she will start to dirty dance all over everything. I've seen things that I wish I could take back. I wish I'd never seen these things in my life.
I'm sorry, but every woman tries to do the magic mic moves.
No, not like this. I saw you licking chairs. I saw you, you got on top of everyone. It was incredible. I don't want to be in that situation ever again. So now we have a rule where six drink Christy, is it?
Yeah.
Six drink Christy is not allowed to come out ever.
Oh, well, Michael would say otherwise to that. He'd be like, why don't you do that to me? Why do you do it to everyone else when you're drunk?
See, this is the thing. This is the thing.
Well, what's your go-to then? You've not really revealed that.
Oh.
Come on.
I don't know if it's actually my go-to, but I remember the very first song when I went out clubbing for the first time. It was...
Return to clone maintenance, sector 4. Engineers meet transferals.
Wait for it.
Commencing cloning procedure, 1300 hours.
Now, long time ago, we were putting our hands up for a very special city. Like that? Oh, yeah.
Can we play the whole thing?
No.
Do it. It's Friday. Yes, we can.
No, we'll get in trouble for doing that. Good song, though. I remember getting down to that on my very first time out clubbing at a place called the Highlander in South Australia, and I just turned 18, and I felt real special until I found out that two of my younger sisters had been clubbing since they were about 14. Yeah, had no idea. Had no idea. They pulled the old, I'm staying at my friend's house. They'd go out to the city, didn't even get carded, so they just go straight in. So they'd already been going. They're like, oh, that's cute. Oh, put your hands up for Detroit. Is that one of your first ones? Oh, they still remember stuff from the 90s. That's how long they've been going clubbing. What about you? When did you start? Because that one came out about 2008, 2009. So that probably wasn't.
Are you going to ask when did I start clubbing?
Yeah, come on, mate.
When it was legal.
No, I mean, what year? I'm trying to figure out what kind of music. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm a year ahead of you, mate. I'm terrible with math.
Okay. But, I mean, so you grew up in the Port area. What was even around back then? I hear, because I moved here not long after the Smuts place closed.
Down Under.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Is it called Smuts or is that a colloquial term for the place that it was?
That was its nickname, but it was Down Under.
Right.
And that was when you got older. So when you were 18, you wouldn't dare step foot in Down Under.
Why?
Smuts.
Why?
Because it was for the older crowd.
Oh,
so we'd
the
always
fogies.
Go upstairs, right. Which was once Roxy's and turned Altitude. But before you'd end up there, you'd go to the Macca.
Right. Well, that's still there.
Yeah, the Macquarie, which you don't party at anymore because they don't have the dance floor.
They did stop you that, used didn't
to,
they? Yeah.
You used to go there at about 10 o'clock, stay right. there till 1 o'clock.
Sure.
And then you'd move on up to Altitude. But then as I got older.
Yeah.
When I was in my late 20s, it was like, oh, let's go to Smuts.
Right. What does Smuts even mean? Why is it called that if it's called Down Under?
I don't know. Maybe we need to ask Boss Crowley. That's where he met his wife.
Oh, he did too. In fact, I'll get on the PA to him in just a sec. But 13, 12, 16, I want to hear more about this Smuts. What are your memories of this place that I've never heard of? I got to the Mid-North Coast very soon after it shut, apparently, so I missed out on all of that.
Oh, you missed a whole lot.
Apparently, I did. Apparently, I would have had a whale of a time.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
When I moved to the Mid-North Coast, one of the happiest days of my life, because I was moving from Tamworth, I heard, oh, you know what? You just missed out on this great place. We're going to take you there for a drink, but it closed down a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, okay. Smuts. And I'm like, okay, that sounds lovely. That sounds lovely. I'm glad
It was the go-to place, better known as Down Under.
Well, I see, I beg to differ. I think Down Under was meant to be the official name, but everyone refers to it as Smuts. We got a couple of callers apparently, Christy.
Yeah, well, you asked what does Smuts stand for. So Lisa in Port Macquarie, good morning. What does it stand for?
It was originally called Helmets.
Oh.
Helmets.
So, yeah, and that's why it was called Smuts, and it had nothing to do with maxing the DJ box with certain people.
Oh, right. So, macking on in the DJ box. All right. So, why was it called Helmets? Can you explain this to me?
It was owned by some bikies originally.
Oh, right. Okay. So, what's the helmet bit? Bike helmet. What does Smuts have to do with helmets?
Well, Smuts, helmets,
Yeah, know? Yeah. No, definitely. I can definitely see the link there.
Yeah.
Not really.
No, I don't get it either.
Well, look, okay. Well, that's fair enough. All right. Thank you, Lisa. We'll go to our next caller now. Hello. We got Dan there. Dan.
Hello.
Hey, mate. What's smut stand for in your eyes?
Sexy mamas under the stairs.
Sexy mamas under the stairs.
Yeah.
Why under the stairs?
Because it was down under, wasn't it?
Yeah, you go down the stairs to get into the club, and was there some sexy mamas down there, Dan?
Oh, apparently it was a bit before my time.
Yeah, well, I've heard this
too. When it originally opened.
Yeah, see, I heard it was single mothers under the stairs.
So, hey, my mum used to come there, either way. And she was never a single mother.
Oh, wasn't she?
That was her favourite place to go.
Did she still mack on in the DJ box, though, Christy?
Who knows?
So, Dan, did you never went there yourself?
I did, but it wasn't open for very long when I was able to go there. So.
Oh, you missed out, bud.
Well, apparently, but do you know what? I don't know if you did. I think people like to remember things better than they were.
Are you telling me, like, now that we don't have nightclubs available to us?
I'd go. Yeah, I'd go now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm old and I don't like, you know, I don't like being out too late anyway. Dan, where do you like to go now? Like, obviously, things are shut, but what are you waiting for to reopen? We might as well ask you. Where's your go-to?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it.
Staying indoors.
Caught you on the hop there.
Yeah, you did.
What about,
I don't know.
Finian's does some live music. There's, you know, sets. Whereabouts are you? Are you in Port?
Yeah, I'm in Port.
Okay,
Monroe,
there you go. Well, there you go. Maybe one of the surf clubs. Get a nice little bowl of like chips or something like that.
Somewhere for breakfast.
Yeah, of course. There we go. All right, Dan.
You two sound like two old men reminiscing
up,
about
shut
food
up,
rather
Christy.
Than clubbing.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Been talking this morning about smuts. Smuts in Port Macquarie was an institution, apparently, and one I missed out on. I moved here very shortly after it closed down.
So for those that don't know what smuts is, it does sound like you just made up some random name. Mm. It was a nightclub that was actually technically named Down Under.
Right, and smuts, a lot of people think it means different things, and I like that. I like it. It's like when you have any kind of story or movie and there's a little bit of vagueness to one part of it, and then the fan base decide what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a fan base for this place that go, oh, it's sexy mamas under the stairs, or it's, you know, special maths under the stars or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, in any case, we're asking people to share their memories because I need to live through them. And we've got Helen on the line. Helen from Port Macquarie. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What was your memory of smuts?
Well, great memories. I met your boss there on a blind date.
That's right. There we go. He's out there right now, actually, making himself a cup of coffee and just reading the newspaper. He has no idea. So you went on a blind date at Smuts.
Yes, it was awesome.
So it was hot? Like, clearly you obviously ended up with the man after many years, but was it the setting that made it you appealed to him a bit better?
Or the dance moves, probably.
What are you saying, Christy?
You tell us. How did it go down?
Well, a couple of his friends were there that you guys know as well.
Who was there? Who set him up?
Oh, Moz and Mark were there.
Oh, so Strawny, old mate Strawny from Triple M.
No, not Strawny. Oh. No, Strawny. It was way past his bedtime. It was like
As in Maureen's Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, cool. Right.
Yeah.
And they set it up, did they?
No, my best friend Cindy did.
Right.
She
set
the blind date up. Yeah,
so it's her
fault. Dating. I thank her every year.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, was it the happiest time of your life? Was it one of those?
It was. It was awesome. They did have a TV screen on at the time, and it was showing a football game with two teams that I didn't like.
Right. Okay.
And I can't remember who they were. I think one was Tigers.
Right.
And
okay.
So that actually started a conversation because Moz obviously goes for Tigers.
Yeah.
And I made reference to, it's not the good team though. And Mike said, oh, who was that? And I said, Manly, of course.
Okay. So basically, Smuts was basically the conduit for you to bond over football. That was your first day. This is great. Christy, this is what we wanted. We wanted memories of Smuts, of Down Under. Obviously, I missed out on all of that. So this is quite good. Although, we do need to just ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good was the date?
Probably a 9. It was excellent.
Really? Oh, did you get a kiss or a hold hand or something like that?
No.
What do you mean? Was he a gentleman?
No. Yes, very much. Hey, but getting off track for you're getting off track, but did you also hear about the $20 meal deal?
The what?
What?
The $20 meal deal.
No.
Oh, well, that was one of the good parts as well. So you buy a card for $20.
Oh, hang on. Hold on a second. Now I know why you went there. It was cheap.
No, so...
Well, $20 back then, was it?
Who did you pay for it or he pay for it?
Well, actually, no, I didn't that night. But after that, when you would go, you would get a $20 meal deal and you'd go and have a snitty and chips and get 5 drinks.
Mm. Well...
It was very good.
So he was a gentleman?
Mm, very much.
You couldn't didn't even get a little kiss at the end of the first date, though. That's what I'm surprised at.
I don't kiss and tell, but no, he was a gentleman.
I think he'll be happy to hear that.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, the boss is in here.
Hey, sweetie.
What was your memory of it, Mike?
Don't use names like that when we're on the air. I have a reputation to uphold.
Okay. Sweetie.
I do. I do recall leading up to the Friday night that they were hassling me for a long time because she was trying to get onto my dance card for quite a while.
Oh. Is that
and
right?
And so finally decided to make room for her on the schedule.
Obviously that was a bit of a wait time.
Were you that popular?
Well, he was an up-and-coming producer back in those days, apparently.
Back in the day, Christy. Yeah.
What are you saying? What's wrong with him now?
No. I'm just... Helen, I mean, we obviously got 3 beautiful kids now. One of them we know very, very well. The other two we know partially well. And they're our favourites, the ones we don't know quite so well. So it all started at Smuts. That might be the best. That might be the best memory we've heard all morning, Christy. We've only heard 3. But I'm pretty sure.
And going the full cycle when oldest son turned 18.
Yeah.
Guess where he went for one of his first nights
out? Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, no, you're joking.
Yes, he got there.
Yep.
Really?
He made it to Smuts.
Yep. Did he pick up?
Don't talk to
him.
Why would you ask me that question?
I know you're his father. Don't you? His sons, you tell them all?
No.
There's a line.
They keep it very, very secretive, they do. But, I mean, how many years you guys been together?
27.
Are you both struggling to think about it?
Mike was unsure then.
No, I was about to jump in, but I thought, I'll let Helen go first.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right.
Always smart to do that. Oh, well there you
last
go.
Last month was 27 years.
Oh, right, congratulations.
So before we end this, Smuts, what does it stand for? We've had too many different opinions this morning, and they're all different.
Because it was originally, before it was the Down Under,
yeah.
At one stage it was called Helmets.
Yeah, right,
we heard
that.
One person say that, and she said...
And it got shortened to... Smuts.
How does that? Where's that link?
I guess
no
helmets.
Idea.
Helmets.
So I guess it just went that way.
Oh, right. That kind of makes sense now.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Was it spelt M-U-T or something?
I wasn't here when it was helmets. I only came when it was always Down Under, but
it makes
even when it was
sense,
Down Under.
Though, when they say single mothers under the stairs, because of all the single mums are going there and they're going to get a little kiss.
Sexy mummers under the stairs.
That's what one guy said. So obviously either the lighting was fantastic.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
Clearly, Helen, you were a sexy mumma under the stairs.
Oh, well, she wasn't yet.
I wasn't a mumma.
All right, let's leave this before we get the sack, Christy. My God.
The Mid-North Coast gets up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM.
Picture this, right? So if you've got a big telly, could you imagine if something happened to that expensive thing that you love to watch? I know you've got your projector, but could you imagine if something actually happened to it and it got damaged and that was it? You'd be over. You'd be lost.
I've been in this situation once before where I haven't had a power board that's surge proof.
Oh, no.
And then lightning struck and everything went out and then the TV was buggered.
Oh.
And that was... Well, it was on one of us. We don't know who his fault was. Whoever turned the TV on, I guess.
Well, clearly that's a whole lot of bad luck. And my family seem to have a lot of bad luck when it comes to TVs as
well.
And there's one little problem. And I mean little, because it's my little nephew, 3-year-old Caden.
Oh, he watched the TV, didn't
he? Yeah. Do you remember when I told you that story where he was watching his favourite show in one of the lounge rooms, Nan Nan was in the other lounge room, and he kept pretty quiet to himself.
Yeah.
And his father, my brother, comes out to find him washing the TV, and he doused it in the spray bottle of water. And, like, it went into all of the electrics. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole TV was covered in water, and he's using his hand, and he goes, "Mate, what are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm cleaning, helping Nan Nan clean."
No.
In his defense, he was doing the right thing. He'd seen her wash it down before, but he carked it. That 70-inch screen was gone.
Wow.
But the TV killer's back, Bodge.
Has he done it again?
He's done more. And it's to my brother's big TV as well. So
how big are we talking? How many inches?
Another 50.
Bloody hell. Wow.
So
I mean, that's not that big anymore, by the way.
Still, it's decent. It's in their bedroom. So he was watching his favourite show in his parents' bedroom, and his dad was in the kitchen making breakfast.
Yep.
Here's this big bang, and then little Caden yells out, "Daddy!" And he runs in there, and what he finds little Caden doing, the poor kid, can only be described as a scene from Superman. You know when Superman's holding up a building from falling over onto the ground with people? That was Caden holding up the TV above his head with his bare hands. What had happened was he'd climbed up the tall boy, 4 shelves, about waist height, chest height on an adult, right?
Mm.
He's climbed up God knows what for, and the TV on top had fallen. The whole cupboard had fallen, and he was so lucky, so incredibly lucky that he came out unscathed, because what had happened is the shelves, the two bottom shelves, had fallen out and propped itself up so that the cabinet didn't actually fall and squish him. But
so it wasn't like those stories where you hear they develop supernatural strength out of nowhere to save their parent in the ocean.
No.
It wasn't like that.
No, no, but it did fall over. So in all seriousness, it could have ended in a disaster, but he's okay. It had fallen over, and he was holding the TV up with his bare hands.
Now, that kid is
indestructible. TV's gone. It was shattered. And look, he did get spoken to on both occasions, and he didn't understand. You can't really get mad at the poor kid because he didn't know he was doing anything wrong. And he's understood now that he shouldn't do things like that, and it is his mistake. But you kind of got a feel for the kid, because every time he now looks at a TV with a blank black screen, he's in tears because he thinks he broke it.
A fresh way to get up.
Christian Barge on Hit FM.
When should you stop showering with your kids, 13, 12, 16? Because something that's going on in a new TV series just showcases that one mum doesn't think a kid could be too old to shower together.
How old was the kid?
19.
19. That's too old.
Do you really class a 19-year-old as a kid?
Yeah, I do.
Because they're an adult when they turn 18.
I guess so. The thing is I think when you start to not only become more developed, I think when you start to get that understanding of who you are as a person, you start wanting a bit more of your own space.
Mm.
And when your parents are you just don't shower with kids. You don't shower with your kids when they get to a certain age.
Look, growing up, we would shower all the siblings together in the same little bath / shower, and that's normal. And I'm the eldest, so I sort of stopped when I was like early teenager. But I don't recall what age I stopped showering with my parents. I know that up until I was about 18, though, mum would see me pretty much nude because I would, on a regular basis, and so would my sister, get spray tans done for physical culture.
Okay.
So you'd have to get the little, she'd get the roller, like a paint roller, and dunk it into the tan and then roll it on.
How old were you when this was being done?
Up until I was 18. Because you had a certain set of tan that you had to wear. No, it wasn't. We were comfortable with each other. I wouldn't read into it and think, oh, that's a bit crude and that's ridiculous that you're doing that at that age. It's just had to get done. No different to now. If I want a spray tan done, I'll get my kid off so I can get a spray tan done by a stranger. I much prefer it being done by my mother, who knows my body.
Mm.
It's not awkward, Bodge. It's a natural thing. I think girls are probably a little bit more comfortable with it. But I'm kind of not comfortable now that I say it with a certain situation and in a new TV series called TLC Smothered, where a 55-year-old mother showers with her 19-year-old daughter every day in Florida.
I don't think that's right.
And the daughter agrees that it makes me feel good. It makes me feel comforted, because it goes back from when she was 4, she had a fear of hot water.
Okay.
So her mother would go and shower with her to comfort her, wash her hair, wash her body, make her feel better. And then it kind of just continued on every day until now she's 19 and she
just
hasn't
moved away from home. Just have a cold shower.
It's not quite like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think you have a fear for something, whether it's cold or hot, you're still going to have a fear for something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 13, 12, 16. What age do you think is the cutoff age for showering or bathing with your kids?
Hit FM with Christy and Varge.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
We have Lani on the line with us for Port Macquarie. Lani, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your thought on it?
Well, I was just wanting to share a bit of experience. I'm Caucasian Australian, but I did grow up in South Korea. And it's very cultural in South Korea to attend public bathhouses. And obviously it's female, male separated. But yeah, I just felt like you can't put a label on it because it's so family cultural, like just based on where your family comes from, how they feel about it, all that sort of thing. Like it's, yeah, just a huge nurturing thing in South Korea to attend these bathhouses with your family up until, you know, up until their grandparents, your grandparents, et cetera, like goes on and on.
I guess it's no different to families that are comfortable with full nudity around the house. Like Christina Aguilera does it with her family. So you think about it with bathing, what's the difference? So it's whether the entire family is comfortable. And like I said before, I was happy to get my kid off to get a spray tan done by my mum when I was up until 18. So
see, that's maybe I'm just ashamed of my body. Maybe that's what this is.
No, I don't think it's. I think it's just family. Like no one's right or wrong.
Yeah.
And the way that you view it is like completely understandable. The way that I view it, like I don't shower with my mother, but I'm the same as you. I would get naked with my mother if I needed to show her something on my body or something like that. Like.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go. All right, Lani, that's a very unique angle. I like it. Thank you for joining us this morning. Call anytime.
No worries. Have a great day.
You too.
She's right, though. Like, I feel like we shouldn't put a number on certain things. It's each to their own.
I guess the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, the African countries, how it's acceptable, like, you know, culturally to walk around for the ladies without their top on.
Yeah.
But over here, it would be a big hoo-ha. I guess it's something similar to that.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why we're so awkward about it.
No, well, it's not.
Don't you want to see them all their glory?
No, I think I'd drive off the road if I saw a load of tartars waving at me.
Get on up! Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Sometimes, off air, I leave the microphones going.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and what I try and do when I get bored is I just try and annoy Christy by, I'll come out with something to make it, and this probably ruins it for the future, but I try and annoy her with just facts that aren't facts.
Push the button.
Have a listen to this. So, say thunder happens in Coffs Harbour.
We're going to hear it down on the lower ends of the Mid-North Coast?
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Oh, this is what I see. I'm about to educate. I'm taking you to school.
Science.
Right? So, say that thunder happens in Coffs Harbour and we're here. We're sitting down, you and I. We're just having a little bun on the jetty and we're enjoying our bun. And we don't even hear the thunder. There's no sound. It didn't happen. It's happened somewhere else, but the sound doesn't exist where we are. Therefore, it doesn't exist.
Because it didn't happen in earshot?
I'm saying that sound happens sometimes when you're there. Hang on, wait.
I feel like you're pulling my leg.
Wait, no. Sound doesn't exist everywhere. So already I've backtracked on myself and I don't know what's going on, but it continues.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
I'm saying that sound doesn't exist everywhere, therefore sound does and doesn't exist.
Okay. I feel like either you or I need to go back to school.
No, if a tree falls, does it make a sound? Well, no.
Yes.
Well, yes and no, because we're not there to hear it. But if no one's there to hear it, the sound exists for nobody.
I feel like I'm going to lose sound in my hearing right now, because you just turned my mind into mush.
What is truth?
Can you just stop? I feel like you're confusing the hell out of me.
So that's the sort of stuff I do to Christy, just on the reg, on the daily.
Like then, you confuse me and I sound so silly because I'm like so incredibly gullible and I go, hang on. Is he telling the truth or am I telling the truth? I don't know. I don't know what I understand right now.
I do this with my best friend AJ,
All right. He hates it when I talk about Megalodon like it's still a thing. So for those that are uninitiated, the Megalodon was a giant, sort of like a picture, the biggest shark in the world, right? Yeah. And then double it and triple it and kabazillionize it. All right. It was a like a dinosaur shark, and it was massive. And they were around a long, long time ago. However, some seafaring people have said they have seen it out and about. Now, AJ, who's my best friend and a very learned man, says, well, obviously that's not true. And I say, well, I've got facts for you to say otherwise. And he gets really irate. He knows I'm winding him up as well. But because I've got stories attached to what I've got and I've got links, he will literally call me up if we've been texting and go, it's not a thing. Stop trying to tell me it's a thing. I know you're winding me up on purpose.
But I kind of believe it.
But he thinks I believe it. So, you know, I just thought I'd do that to you because that's a bit of fun for me. I like to see you so confident and knowing that it's not true. It's
so
fun.
Can you just answer me this? If a tree does fall down into the forest and no one's there to hear it, does the sound even happen?
The sound doesn't happen. I already told you this.
Thought you might change your mind.
No, sound stops at a certain point. Therefore, the sound only exists up to that point in distance.
You're wrong.
The sound doesn't exist anywhere else except for where it's heard.
No, you're wrong.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
Do you remember earlier this week I said I went past a health food store somewhere on the Mid-North Coast, doesn't matter where, could have been anywhere, and I got some information about gallstones because I got my gallstones that are giving me grief, and I am going to get it taken out eventually if this doesn't work. Now, a lot of people claim there are natural remedies for things, and maybe there is. Maybe I feel like there should be. In a perfect world, you'd think for every ailment there is a cure from a bug or a plant or something. So I'm going to try one over the weekend.
Right.
The hardest part is not eating because you got to fast. And I don't want to do that.
Hang on, so you're not trying food?
Well, it's not that. What I'm going to do is it's part of it, actually. I'm going to, because one of the gallstones, it drops into the little sort of canal where the bile comes through.
So it's lodged and causes
me quite a lot of pain. So I thought if I drank apple cider vinegar, it would be fine. But I got told, apparently, there's better things to do.
Yeah.
Or a better remedy to it to get rid of them.
That's not as foul as apple cider vinegar. Well, Have you ever tried it?
Apparently it's more foul. It's a mixture of like lemon juice and olive oil.
Oh no.
Yeah, so this is one of the methods. And I'm not saying do this. Please do not take this as medical advice. This is just something I'm trying. I am going to bust the myth for you.
Oh, you're
going
to be the guinea pig that trials it.
Because I get sent to the surgeon. Surgeon goes, yeah, rip it out. And I'm like, well, hang on a sec, can we talk about that? And that rip it out. I'm like, okay, is there nothing we can do to remedy the situation aside from ripping these out? He goes, no, rip it out. I'm okay, right. I'm not going to get much out of you. So lemon juice, olive oil, not eating for 12 hours during the day, and then at 7 p.m. drinking 4 tablespoons of olive oil and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice 8 times every 15 minutes. Oh. I do not like the sound of that one iota. I'm going to try it, though.
Good luck.
Do you know why? Because it came up first on Google. That's the only
trust
reason.
Trust Google.
I don't trust Google at all. And like I say, don't try this. I'm going to try it for you. If it works, well, good. If it doesn't, well, it's been nice knowing you all.
If you want more of Christy and Bodge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.